2. History.
Good day, students. I'm pretty jazzed about today's lecture topic, and I hope you all will be too. If you find simply remembering and regurgitating names and dates a little dull, then this topic may be of interest to you. There are names and dates involved, but today I want you to engage, weigh, and analyze the information I present. Sound good? All right, let's continue. In your textbooks and other various sources, you will encounter several contradictory theories regarding pre-Columbian discoveries of America. Can any of you clarify what I mean by pre-Columbian? Yes.
That means before Columbus arrived in the Americas, right? Before 1492.
Very good. That's correct. Most of us have learned that Columbus somehow discovered the continents, despite the fact that people were already living there. Doesn't really make sense now, does it? The Native American people who had been living in the Americas for thousands of years aside, there are several claims that Europeans, Africans, or Asians had visited the Americas before Columbus. Historians typically either reject or accept these notions outright. A good historian, however, avoids both of these extremes. Since I want all of you to become good historians, then you too should avoid both of these extremes. As I mentioned, you must engage, weigh, and analyze the available information before coming to a conclusion. And even then, such conclusions can be tentative at best. Okay, let's look at some examples. Let's begin with theories of early European contact. There are some sculptures of Peruvian gods that look nearly identical to Greek sculptures of Medusa. This has led to talk of an ancient Greek presence in the Americas. In addition, people of the Hopi Nation located in the southwestern U.S. have stories about Anasazi, or ancient ones who visited them. Some say the Hopi culture shows signs of Greek influence. Furthermore, the Aztec had a god called Quetzalcoatl, who featured a white beard and was said to have come from the east. Could this god have been an ancient Greek? Moving from Greece, now, there are also medieval Muslim reports from Moorish Spain. They speak of sailing across the ocean of darkness and fog, and finding new populated lands there. While it is true that this ocean was the Atlantic, it is not clear if they landed in the Americas or just in some Atlantic islands. Okay, so far we have some artistic similarities, some possible physical similarities with the white beard, and some textual clues from Europe. How do you feel about these? Are you convinced?
Well, not really.
Okay, why not?
Well, I've seen the pictures in the textbook of the Peruvian Medusa, and, well, I think the Peruvian people could have just invented their own god with a passing resemblance to the Greek Medusa. I don't think it's really the same deity. Also, like you said, the text could have just been referring to some islands in the Atlantic rather than a new continent.
Great job! As historians, we must approach evidence with a skeptic's mind. There is, though, one clear-cut case with solid evidence. Norse Vikings did explore and settle present-day Canada at least 500 years before Columbus. Leif Erikson, son of Erik the Red, the founder of Greenland, discovered a new land that he called Vinland, which is now thought to be in Newfoundland, a Canadian province. There would be at least 5 additional Viking expeditions to Canada and even some temporary settlements. At first, we found textual evidence for these journeys in Norse sagas. Since then, we have strong physical archaeological evidence to show this contact did take place. For example, there are the remains of Viking houses and villages, as well as old Viking tools found in the area. In fact, there are now 3 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Canada devoted to Viking archaeological remains. So, to reiterate, this combination of historical texts detailing Viking trips to the New World with actual physical evidence left behind by the Vikings allows us to say with certainty that the Vikings discovered the Americas long before Columbus. Now, there are numerous other claims relating to explorers from such places as Africa, Japan, and China. These are all very interesting and are fun to imagine, but all must be taken with a grain of salt. Accepting them without hard evidence would be just as irresponsible as dismissing them altogether.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. What does the professor think of the contention that Columbus discovered the Americas? Number 3. Why does the professor mention that Peruvian sculptures resemble Medusa? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
These are all very interesting and are fun to imagine, but all must be taken with a grain of salt.